How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tanya Curry. I'm the founder of Acumen Media, and this week's report is called Gauteng, a Funeral Pyre. It's a depressing report, as most weeks are, I suppose, but this one's particularly depressing. How did we get this so wrong, South Africa? The third wave poured fuel on a province, and our inability to make quick decisions lit the match and dumped it into the Gauteng funeral pyre. Bodies pile up and the funeral homes are parked outside hospitals 24/7. Doctors are forced to choose who lives and dies. And case upon case is discovered, reaching numbers that remind us of the zeros that have been looted out of our country. Do I blame the political squabbling and facilities that are inept at processing the vaccine rollout? Nope. The vaccine is going to take years to be effective. We should expect that. I blame us. Us ordinary South Africans. We chucked our masks and our sanitizers the minute there was a lull in our circle getting sick. We were warned there was a third wave and we rolled our eyes as we cracked another beer and attended that shopping mall without a care. If you want to blame government, look at Charlotte Maxeka Hospital. Why is the hospital not working? How long does it take to rebuild a life-saving facility? In China, they built two hospitals in 6 days. Here, we can't even clean up the rubble in 2 months. So we blame the government as people die, as if that absolves us of any responsibility. Look around you. The government is in a punch-up. That's literally. This week, 17 people were arrested for a punch-up at the ANC Limpopo branch meeting. Can we rise as South Africans and go and fix what needs fixing? People are dying. The South African National Defense Force was deployed. Okay, why? Did we stop the booze? No, because let's face it, we can't afford to. So we just limit the days you can stockpile. Did we up our social media, our social distancing game? Definitely not. And as if to prove my point, Malema introduced a march to save lives. Oh, sweet galloping chariots. Are you for real, CIC? Go fix the hospital. You may even get my vote if you did something. Let me ask a layman's question about the vaccine rollout that is appearing to be so very difficult. Every month, sometimes every week, thousands and thousands of unemployed queue for their pensions or grants. Every month, thousands queue for their critical meds. Every month, thousands queue at the banks. Just set up tents outside these venues. Each one of these people are carrying an ID because they have to. This means there's no problem getting their details with a quick barcode scan. Am I oversimplifying? Surely what we're aiming for here is critical mass. Let private healthcare take care of the insured, take the massive organizations and get their medical aides to bring the vaccine to the mines or to the factories. Is it so hard? Then I read there's no oxygen. How can there be no oxygen? We have been in lockdown for almost 500 days and we didn't sort out the oxygen and respirator problem. I look around me in my paradise called Sidwana Bay and I can count at least 200 cylinders without even glancing in another direction. How hard is it to turn cylinders into mobile oxygen units? Am I ignorant or am I just a dreamer? Are you irritated and depressed yet? I hate to tell you, I'm not done. Food items are on the rise. How do tomatoes cost a third more today than they did the day before? Did they stop growing during COVID? Food is unaffordable, more unaffordable than ever. Salsi is dropping regions faster than we can chuck cash into Eskom. Politics is a mess. It always was, but it's a hot mess now. The ANC versus Ace and his cronies calling Duarte a secretary and that his suspension was a coup d'etat. Are you serious? Mkhize is AWOL. Maybe he's hanging with the Bashiris as they are very good magicians, that lot. Apparently Shepherd himself has been loitering Josie's streets frequently. Zandile Gumede's entire ward rejected her despite her rent-a-crowd antics. And the amount of money that was looted at the hands of this woman is just simply obscene. State captured drones on. Okay, I know. Wait. Did I just say that? Yes, I did just say that. I said it drones on. I'm over my miniseries, okay? What's the point? Zuma's story disappeared like the Gupta Millions, and not a single significant name has been arrested in this entire commission. Gigaba used the platform all week like it was his opportunity to use every single word he had ever learnt in his life twice. He never answers a question. The DCJ laid into him as Gigabyte purported to have not known the Guptas in one statement, and then told us how he attended the Sun City wedding and other functions often in court. That's called perjury for you and me, guys, but at the commission, meh, not so much. DCJ Zondo, I beg for you to stand up, scream from the top of your lungs, enough, arrest the lot. Then tell us, please tell us, that you are starting a political party supported by the team that works at the commission. Tell us that you are joining forces with ALTA, Corruption Watch, Amabungani, Katrada Foundation, and you'll win this election by a landslide. Please just make it stop, we beg you. As all this was unfolding across our timelines, what did we focus on? Oh, we focused on the president's missing iPad. It was funny because it was ironic. No one would have been surprised if his iPad had actually been stolen. I smiled, even when they dropped the missing iPad track. I'm sorry, I'm feeling like I'm dealing with PTSD. There's even more, that a couplets never were. She wasn't even pregnant. The dad is called a shady character. I'm more interested in the journalist and editor and what they're hiding and where the money came from that bought those front pages, and what were we not meant to see? Kenneth Cohen died late last week, and accolades from South Africans made me read up on the history of this giant. Why do people have to die for me to learn about our continent? I apologize for my ignorance and for white Bantu education. In other news, MTN has been accused of terrorism. AfriCrypt, the continent's first currency, has been looted. I can hear you gasp from here. Caster Semenya can't compete in the Olympics, but transgender people can. I'm not making this up. The Table Mountain fire was arson, and Guguletu's shooting spree killed 8. So let me try and end on a positive note, because that's about as much as anyone can bear. The sardine run has started. As the power of nature surrounds our coastline, have a look for the videos of this phenomenon. It is simply magnificent, and it will remind you that we live in a spectacular country. If that doesn't do it, let me tell you about an informal trader in Johannesburg who makes dog's beds and sells them on the side of the road for a living. The cops came to arrest her because she didn't have a permit and started to confiscate her goods. The traffic stopped as individual after individual got out of their cars, came out of their homes to help her, one by one, armed with cell phones, fighting to set that woman free to earn a living. Amongst those ordinary South Africans, they managed to free her, get her goods back, pay her fine for a lack of permit, and have now taken her business into online, and it's thriving. Ordinary South Africans are fundamentally extraordinary. This is why we exist. This is who we are. This is a brilliant example of what we can do. So let's go fix Charlotte Motsepe Hospital, please.